Join me on a dialogue on sisterhood, womanhood, and all things parenting. Welcome to the Debina Banerjee Show.
Hi everyone, I'm Debina, and welcome to the Debina Banerjee Show.
Aaj hamari jo guest hai, she's a mother and also a very dear friend of mine, Kishwar Merchant. She's an actor, influencer, a traveler, and a lovely fellow mommy. Aaj humne jis topic pe baat ki, wo hai inter-religion marriage. Marrying a man 8 years younger and embracing motherhood at 40. If you are somebody who is a part of intercultural family, a mother or maybe not a mother, this podcast is for you. Always remember, you are not alone. I'm super excited to welcome her where she shares her story with you. Welcome to my show, Kishwar.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure being here.
And it's such an honor that you've agreed to come and talk your story.
Kya agree, yaar. It's like absolutely a delight. I've been literally looking forward to, but wo ho hi nahi pa raha tha and eventually ho gaya. And I think it's amazing that it worked out.
Absolutely. So let's begin. I mean, you are somebody who has personally inspired me. I've told my audience the guest on the first, few episodes would be people who have touched me in any way. Mm. And your story of pregnancy has inspired me. That's when I know my whole focus shifted to you. So I would start from there itself. Mm. You announced your pregnancy at the age of 40.
Yeah.
And you did it so proudly that it just inspired and gave me a sense of hope. And I'm sure if it did to me, तो कितने और लोगों को इसने होप दिया होगा. सो जस्ट टेल मी अबाउट इट कि हाउ डिड इट हैपन.
वेल, टू बी रियली ऑनेस्ट, इट जस्ट हैपेंड. वी बोथ वर जस्ट सो नॉट अवेयर ऑफ समथिंग. इट वॉजंट अ प्लान्ड प्रेगनेंसी फर्स्टली. सो इट जस्ट हैपेंड एंड आई जस्ट स्टार्टेड फीलिंग वेरी वीक एंड बहुत वीकनेस होने लगा एंड अजीब सा लगने लगा. एंड मतलब इट वॉज हैपनिंग फॉर द पास्ट 2 months एंड आई वॉज नॉट इवन रियलाइजिंग कि I could be pregnant, I'm eating so much and all that. And I'm like telling all my friends ki mera appetite kitna bad gaya hai, yaar mera appetite. Like eventually aisa hua hai ki mera appetite bad gaya hai. And still not realizing that I'm pregnant and I'm eating only because of that. But finally, one day I just told Suyash, I said, you know what? Just when you come back, when you're on your way back, just get the pregnancy test. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, just get it, yaar, because I don't understand what is happening. I need to figure it out. And he got it. And I did the test in the bathroom. And I'm just sitting in the bathroom, okay? Because of a positive aa chuka hai. And I'm sitting in the bathroom. And he's sitting outside in the room. And he's waiting for me to come out, obviously. And main bahar hi nahi ja pa rahi hu because I'm in complete shock. And then he comes and he opens the door. And he's like, what? And I'm like, and we both are like, ki kaise hua? Ye kab hua, So we had to like literally ask my gynec when he went back, the first visit to the doctor. So that is when she told me, okay, in November mein aapne conceive kiya hai. And this was like in Jan that we got to know. So I got to know literally 2 months after I was already pregnant.
Oh my God.
So it was a crazy pregnancy. And of course, the first reaction also was very scary in terms of I was mentally not prepared, right? So wo hota hai na ki it just hits you ki like, dude, now what? And especially COVID chal raha hai and so much is happening, sabka kaam thapp ho chuka hai. So you get so scared. And I did get scared, I'm being very honest. But at the same time, we kind of slept, over it. And then in the morning, we both were like, okay, dude, we're pregnant. And that is when it really hit us, in the morning.
You were married.
Yeah.
And then, of course, how many years after did you conceive?
6 years.
So were you not trying? Were you, like, which kind of parenting were you?
Yeah, so we were always pet parents and we were very happy with that. And I'm telling you, ek hafta pehle, meri maa ne mujhe ye bola hai ki now guys, you must, because I think Anita was already pregnant. And
around the same time,
so,
yes.
So because Anita and I have always worked together so much and, we are at the same age. So my mom said, ki abhi, matlab, you should also now think of a baby. And we were like, mama, please. We are very happy being pet parents. And ek hafte baad, I'm standing in front of her telling her I'm pregnant. So it was really hilarious because she was like, arre,
itna jaldi?
Like इतना जल्दी मेरी बात सुन ली तूने, यू नो. सो या, इट वाज प्रीटी हिलेरियस.
यू वर मैरिड एंड नॉट अ पेरेंट टिल 6 इयर्स. सो व्हाट काइंड ऑफ थॉट वाज इन योर माइंड, लाइक यू वांटेड टू concentrate on career and push the pregnancy, or you wanted for the right time to come? Because it was,
frankly, I wasn't really waiting for anything. I wasn't concentrating on my career, and that's why not getting pregnant. I was not really maybe we were waiting for Suyash to get a nice big break, ke wo ek breakthrough jo hota hai was really required. So I think for that we were waiting ke we can delay this process a little bit.
But you never also thought about yourself, ki I am crossing 35.
No, not really. Not
ye
really.
Logon ke dimag mein hota hai hamesha, because abhi bhi log sabse zyada pareshan hote hai ki I've crossed 30.
Yeah.
To shaadi nahi ho rahi hai, shaadi nahi ho rahi
hai. Yeah, yeah. 35.
Matlab to aur abhi
tak baby hua nahi. But my mother was taking more stress than me, telling me to freeze my eggs and do all of that. So we kind of found out also about the freezing eggs and stuff, and I said, mamma yaar, I mean, it's okay, agar hai to hai, nahi hoga to theek hai, like,
so you were always chill ki nahi hoga to bhi theek hai. So this chilling is very important.
I think just to be very, because see, even after the baby, if you get very if you get anxious and all that all the time, your gynec tells you, right, ki agar aap aise behave karoge then असर आपके बेबी पे दिखेगा. सो आई गेस दिस वॉज इट, आई जस्ट हैड टू बिहेव वेरी चिल एंड इट जस्ट ऑटोमेटिकली हैपन्ड. लाइक गॉड सेड आई एम गोना ब्लेस यू विद वन एंड यू've नेवर आस्क्ड मी फॉर, बट आई विल गिव यू दिस. सो आई गेस दैट्स हाउ इट हैपन्ड.
सो यू काइंड ऑफ इजिली ब्रोक द स्टीरियोटाइप ऑफ एजिंग इज नॉट अ फैक्टर, इट्स चिलिंग इज, आई मीन कीपिंग द सैनिटी ऑफ द माइंड. मतलब आप स्ट्रेस फ्री रहो, सब कुछ हो जाएगा.
Exactly. And that is exactly what Suyash also told me the next morning. He's like, it's a miracle that at 40, we've not even thought of it. We've not even planned. And it's just happened. It's like, we've literally, it's like a God gift. Ke, hame mila hai jo. So I totally agree with that.
So that's wonderful. आपके पोस्ट से मुझे अभी हाल ही में पता चला कि there were some complications during the pregnancy or after the pregnancy, something like that. I want to know your story because every story is unique.
So complication not in terms of pregnancy at all, but complications in terms of COVID really happened to me because my mother was admitted to the hospital for 25 days and she literally has gone and come back. So she has literally alone fought in the hospital because her daughter was pregnant and she wanted to see the baby, So, yeah.
So that's the positive side also, actually.
Yeah, totally. And once she came back home, my dad got COVID and then Suyash got COVID and everybody in the house was getting COVID. Everybody was, just stuck in rooms one after the other. And I, for those 3 months, my pregnancy after Jan, jab hame pata chala, uske baad ke jo 3 months the, were horrible for me. Because to be pregnant, to be going through so much, I have always been a very strong-headed person. But I was getting weak. And I was not understanding, ke mere saath ye kyun ho raha hai? Ke why am I getting weak? How is this the new me? I couldn't come to terms with that. So quite a lot happened, but not no pregnancy complication, touch wood, nothing. So, but just this, and I think we kind of dealt with it. So once everything was fine and everybody came back home from the hospital and COVID se sab theek ho gaya, I told Suyash, I want to just get out of this city. I just want to go to Lonavala or wherever you can take me closest, just take me somewhere. And I just wanted to be there. So we went away for a week, 10 days. We were just in Lonavala with both my dogs, Suyash, me, and one more couple friend of us. And we just stayed there for 10 days in that khuli hawa. Because obviously in the house I was getting... And plus Suyash was working with Sonu Sood at that time. He was helping in cases. So har bar aake mujhe jab sunne milta tha, pregnant lady ka ye ho gaya, bachcha ho gaya, phir bachche ko bacha sake ma. So all that was too much for me. I mean, there was so much happening. So all that was too much. So I told Suyash one day, I said, what, you please sit in your studio and talk about all these things because I can't take this anymore. Even now, even after 3 years of my, having a child, I still can't watch shows which have so much you know, Khoon Kharaba and Gruesome jo hote shows, I still can't watch those shows because I think it's still just there. Everything is still there, you know.
मतलब भगवान एक तरीके से लोगों का यू नो टेस्ट नहीं करते हैं कि मैंने इस तरीके से कॉम्प्लिकेशंस दिया. कभी कभी सिचुएशंस उत्पटांग बना देते हैं एंड यू हैव टू यू नो होल्ड योर कूल.
सो वी हैड टच वुड, एवरीथिंग वाज ग्रेट
एब्सोल्युटली. And your parents and your in-laws, they all stay...
In the same building. We are all in the same building on different floors.
So you are raising your child with the village.
Yes, totally. And I'm so happy about it because, you know, he is getting raised by Dada Dadi, Nanu Nani. He calls my Masi Choti Nani, who also happens to stay in the same building. So, I mean, he has so many people and that's why I think he started talking at a very earlier stage because you know
itne sare log hai baat karne ke liye
to wo bolte na bacche se aap jitna zyada baat karo they tend to pick up faster. That's exactly what happened with Nirvair. He is such a talkative child. He talks a lot. Yeah, so
coming back to one more very something which is people are afraid of, to usko aapne overcome kiya. You are a Muslim who's married to a Hindu family.
Yeah, yeah.
So, abhi se 8 saal pehle agar main baat karu, there are not many examples to lead by. So, aapke saath jab ye situation ho raha tha, to matlab how did you take that leap of faith?
Well, I in this case didn't really have so much of a problem because Suyash's sister is also married to a Muslim man. Okay. So it, I think, runs in the family for the rise, you know, that they had to get married to Muslim girl and a boy. So it was only slightly difficult for me because I'm older than him. I'm 8 years older than him. So wo thoda sa with his mother, thoda sa wo tha, obviously, because if I'm a mother now, I completely understand that, you know, agar mera beta bhi mujhe aake bolta shayad ke, you know, 8 saal badi ladki, to I would also be like, dude, what? But I think now it's become very... It's like a everyday thing now, you know.
Now.
Yeah.
But jab aapne kiya tha, that wasn't, I mean, ki roz log, you know, like young ladke se shaadi nahi karte.
Priyanka ka bhi, Chopra ka bhi mere baad hi hua hai. So, I don't know, matlab, maybe I was one of the first. I think Tanaz was usse pehle. But, but I think Suyash really convinced the parents that this is it. So, you know. I mean, they just had to like say yes. And of course, they're very happy about it. But thoda sa initial wo hitch to tha about this.
So, I mean, apart from the immediate family, jo hamara society hai, wo hamara...
Unke bare mein I don't care. Yeah. Unke bare mein kya? Why do you have to care about them? They're not going to run your house for you.
Absolutely.
So then it doesn't bother you.
You did not think about...
Care at all. I don't care.
So you
now
never...
also I get so many comments. Like abhi maine recently ek video
dala tha. Aapne ek video dala tha of
yes,
Nirvair.
And it became national news. I don't know why, because it was just supposed to be a very cute video that a mother has posted about a child. Okay, but it just
you can went... we talk about the video?
Yeah, so it was a video jisme Nirvair ne wo Muslim wali wo topi pehni hai, and you know Suyash is telling him how to say salam and whatever. And I just found it so cute. And I, you know, as mothers, I'm sure you can relate ki you randomly keep shooting your child with the father and with whoever you see, right? So that is exactly what I'd done. And when I was going through my gallery, I was like, oh, this is so cute. Let me just upload this. And I uploaded it and it just became like, are ye Hindu hai aur ye hai. And I think so many people don't even know that I'm Muslim, you know, married to a Hindu. But, for me personally, Debina, I have always been a person who's gone to a mandir, who's gone to a masjid, who's gone to a church, who's gone to a gurdwara. Utne hi, sachche dil se, always. And I feel ke that is something that I want to give my child as well. Like, I want to see him do the same, you know. Wo ek cheez hai mere mein jo mujhe lagta hai bahut achhi hai. So I want that, you know, in Nirvair. And that is exactly how I try to bring him up. But they just made it like this Hindu-Muslim thing. Mujhe wo topic bhi achha nahi lagta, frankly, Hindu-Muslim. But I wanted to like
बट आई थिंक जो टॉपिक हमें अच्छा नहीं लगता हम उसे चले जाते हैं, बट यू आर समबडी हु कैन लीड एन एग्जाम्पल. इफ़ यू कैन टेल योर स्टोरी ऑल्सो कि मैं ये भी करती हूँ, मैं वो भी करती हूँ, मैं मेरे बेटे को ये भी सिखा रही हूँ, वो भी सिखा रही हूँ.
एंड पीपल हु फॉलो मी दे नो बिकॉज आई सेलिब्रेट गणपति ऑल्सो. आई गो टू पीपल्स हाउसेज फॉर गणपति. आई सेलिब्रेट दिवाली उतना ही अच्छे से.
बिकॉज यू सेड कि ड्यूरिंग योर मैरिज फॉर योर ओन थिंग यू नेवर बॉदर्ड अबाउट द सोसाइटी, बट फॉर योर सन आपने मतलब ट्रोल्स को काफी जवाब
भी दिया. या एंड सुयश वॉज ऑल्सो गेटिंग वेरी एंग्री बिकॉज वो लोग बहुत गंदा लिखते हैं यार. इट रियली यू नो इट हर्ट्स बिकॉज यू नो दैट यू आर नॉट दैट पर्सन जो वो लोग आपको पोर्ट्रे यू नो कर रहे हैं इन द कमेंट.
वॉट इज दैट पर्सन मतलब
के लाइक यू नो मतलब कमेंट्स लाइक के आई डोंट रिमेंबर किसी एक उस पर मेरे उस पर आया था कि अरे ये मुस्लिम लड़कियों के साथ यही होना चाहिए, हिंदू से शादी करवा के इनको हिंदू बच्चे पैदा करवाने चाहिए. सो यू नो आई मीन दिस काइंड ऑफ कमेंट्स आर नॉट नीडेड. लाइक आई हैव गॉटन मैरिड टू हिम बिकॉज इट वॉज माई चॉइस. आई वॉज इन लव, आई एम इन लव एंड दैट इज वाई आई गॉट मैरिड. सो यू आर नोबडी टू से समथिंग लाइक दिस टू मी. एंड इट्स लाइक जस्ट बिकॉज अभी है सोशल मीडिया एंड यू नो पीपल कैन write and comment under your pictures or videos, they just feel that they can do whatever. Aur agar aap ek kisi cheez ke bare mein kuch bol do as an actor, they will come back to you and troll you like ke nobody asked for your opinion. So dude, who asked for your opinion on my picture or my video? You know, but you still gave it, right? But because I'm an actor, I can't give it. Why? So wo thoda mujhe इसलिए मुझे सोशल मीडिया थोड़ा वैसा लगता है. बट अदरवाइज या
बट सोशल मीडिया इज द थिंग जहाँ पे यू आर देयर. एंड हाउ हैज सोशल मीडिया काइंड ऑफ हेल्प्ड यू बीइंग अ मॉम एंड इफ यू आर स्टिल स्टेइंग एट होम, यू आर एन इन्फ्लुएंसर, यू आर इन्फ्लुएंसिंग पीपल, डूइंग ब्रांड्स, बट दिस इज अ न्यू थिंग. देयर आर सो मेनी न्यू मॉम्स हु आर जस्ट स्टेइंग एट होम एंड being a mom influencer. This is the new thing of after being a mom. और मुझे लगता है ये बहुत अच्छी चीज़ें हैं जो moms को एक दिशा दिया है. So being in the larger scale, how do you think, how are you handling? So you know, जो लोग नए हैं, जो लोग नए आ रहे हैं, आना चाहते हैं, because they're always thinking, you know, हम लोग ऐसे, this is a profession. हम लोग घर पे रह सकते, बच्चों के साथ भी रह सकते, and then
साथ में
काम भी कर सकते हैं.
So basically क्या हुआ था कि after Big Boss when I came out, I got a lot of messages from you know these regular brands जो I think Instagram पे अपनी उन लोगों ने पेज शुरू किया है या प्रोफाइल बनाया है and upcoming budding profiles and whatever and brands. तो उनके मैसेजेस आते थे दी कैन यू हेल्प अस एंड यू नो वील सेंड यू दिस एंड दैट एंड कैन यू जस्ट यू नो हेल्प अस विद अ स्टोरी. So I was just doing it very randomly, only because I thought कि अगर उनको थोड़ा सा इसमें से business मिल जाता है तो it's okay, you know. I mean, it's just like helping somebody out. Just after 6 months is when I realized कि dude, like people are getting paid for this. And I was not even like bothered about it. So that is when it just completely, because then it became more professional. It became like, okay, you know, I have a videographer who comes and shoots it then. And it's obviously the campaigns and stuff. But I think it's very convenient for us, or for me at least, because I feel I'm getting time to spend with Nirvair. I'm at home and I'm working and I'm still, you know, getting paid ki I can live comfortably. So I think for me it's totally working. जब तक ये है, जब तक चल रहा है, चलाओ से, you know, it's what I
feel. उससे आपके पास मतलब काफी unwanted advice भी आ रहे हैं, तो and you are answering back also.
हाँ, but वो बहुत rarely होता है यार on you know answering back happens very rarely. Otherwise it's always on you know very positive comments that you reply saying thank you or you know so sweet or nice or you pin it or whatever. But this जिसमें ट्रोल होता है वो बहुत कम होता है जिसमें मैं एक्चुअली आई रिप्लाई बैक बिकॉज समटाइम्स आई फील व्हाट इज़ द पॉइंट. बट समटाइम्स माय ब्लड बॉयल्स बिकॉज आई फील लाइक हाउ डेयर दे. एंड दैट वन स्पेशली वाज बिकॉज इट वाज निर्वेयर इन्वॉल्व इन इट. आई गेस यू नो इट रियली इरिटेटेड द लाइक हेल आउट ऑफ मी के लाइक हाउ डेयर यू नो से समथिंग लाइक दैट अबाउट माई चाइल्ड. फॉर ऑल द ट्रोलर्स जिन्होंने मुझे ट्रोल किया है फॉर दैट वीडियो, लेट मी टेल यू दैट वो रात को जब सोता है तो वो ओम नमः शिवाय चलता रहता है, यू नो द चांट गोज ऑन पूरी रात. एंड सुयश और वो लगा के सोते हैं एंड आजकल वो मेरे साथ भी नहीं सोना चाहता है बिकॉज ही नोज कि सुयश वो लगाएगा यू नो यूट्यूब पे वो चांट एंड बिकॉज वो लगा के सोता है तो ही इज लाइक आई वॉन्ट टू स्लीप विद बाबा लाइक बाबा मुझे सुलाएंगे बिकॉज जैसे ही वो ऑन एंड लिटरली सुयश कम्स बैक आउटसाइड इन लाइक 5 मिनट्स आई एम लाइक वो सो गया ही इज लाइक हाँ एंड आई एम लाइक क्या लाइक व्हेन आई गो इन आई एम देयर फॉर लाइक 40 मिनट्स एंड 50 मिनट्स ट्राइंग टू पुट हिम टू स्लीप बट दिस इज व्हाट इज हैपनिंग सो गाइस या
तो मैं आपका राय जानना चाहती हूँ आई मीन वी काइंड ऑफ पुट आवर बेबीज ऑन सोशल मीडिया सो वॉट इज देयर इन योर माइंड आई मीन हाउ विल यू हैंडल इट
वेल आई डोंट थिंक ऐसा कुछ मतलब मैंने सोचा है या कुछ के यू नो हाउ आई एम गोना हैंडल इट और हाउ ही इज गोइंग टू बी बिकॉज व्हाट आई कैन सी यू नो इन माई 3-year-old बॉय इज दैट ही इज प्रीटी ग्राउंडेड ही इज यू नो वेरी नॉर्मल एटलीस्ट अब तक तो ही इज जस्ट वेरी दिस के अच्छा वीडियोज है यू नो मम्मा इज हैविंग
ही सीज हिज वीडियो
या ही इज एडिक्टेड टू हिज वीडियोज ओनली सो ही वॉचेज या बट ही जस्ट feels ke it's and aajkal because he shoots with me you know for brands so if I'm shooting even without him for a certain brand so he'll say mama mujhe bhi shoot karna hai you know and I'm like no you're not there in this video so I'm like mama mujhe bhi so he feels it's like so much fun ki ye kya ho raha hai like obviously he's not understanding what it is but yeah like I've never thought about you know ke how
by the way ye mera you are not alone wala moment tha
yeah,
because the same thing is happening with me also and ek time tha jab wo log nahi samajhte the
yeah.
and being you know a mom entrepreneur you know doing exactly. something from home bacche kahin na kahin involved ho hi jate
exactly.
ek time pe lagta hai ki tension mat lo
yeah.
uske baad jab wo log dheere dheere samajhne lag jate hai jab apna khud ka video dekh ke obsessed hone lag jate kahin na kahin ऐसा लगता है am I doing it right?
I know, I also kind of question it a lot but then I'm like you know what let's not bother ourselves with all these things because let's just go with the flow let's just see what is happening and how it's happening it's just happening very organically
तो और एक चीज़ I mean अब तो अभी वो काफ़ी बोलता भी है और समझने भी लग गया है तो यू नो सोशल मीडिया का एक्सपोजर भी काफ़ी है सो डू यू थिंक आई मीन दिस विल मेक देम फील कि आई मीन दिस इज अ टॉपिक अबाउट पेरेंटिंग सो दे विल बिकम छोटे छोटे सेलिब्रिटीज देमसेल्व्स और दे आर मोर इनटू अंडरस्टैंडिंग द हार्ड वर्क पार्ट ऑफ इट
नो आई डोंट थिंक एटलीस्ट निर्वेर से ये वाली फीलिंग तो नहीं आती है दैट ही इज बिकमिंग अ सेलिब्रिटी एंड यू नो ही फील्स के ही इज अ वेरी इंट्रोवर्ट पर्सन सो जो भी वीडियोज मैं अगर शूट करके दिखा भी रही हूँ दुनिया को आई नो कि मैंने कितनी मेहनत की है उन पर यू नो बिकॉज वेन पीपल एक्चुअली कम एंड मीट एम एट होम दिले कर इसके वीडियोज तो मतलब ही टॉक्स सो मच बट ही इज नॉट इवन लाइक सेइंग हाय टू अस बट दैट इज हाउ ही इज ही विल ओनली बी कंफर्टेबल विद दोज 10 पीपल जिनको वो यू नो प्रॉब्ली 0 days से अब तक देख रहा है सो ही इज ओनली कंफर्टेबल विद दोज
सो दैट्स अ रियल पार्ट ऑफ मदरहुड
या एनीबडी न्यू कम्स इन हिज territory he's like all guards up and he just shuts down like he doesn't want to speak he doesn't want to smile ab to wo phir bhi thoda comfortable ho gaya pehle like for example ke wahi hamari building mein rehta tha wo rose literally rose aata tha hamare ghar but wo wahi ko aise dekhta tha jaise wo wahi ko janta hi nahi hai wo janta hai wahi bolta tha yaar ye kya hai like how can he behave like this but he does so I don't think he's going to be that you know ke I'm a star And you know, whatever, just, you know.
क्योंकि आई एम श्योर जब बाहर जाता है लोग पहचानते होंगे
हाँ बट आई थिंक ऑल्सो आई डोंट वॉन्ट बोस्ट बट इवन आई एम नॉट अ पर्सन लाइक दैट एंड आई डोंट थिंक इवन सुयश इज अ पर्सन लाइक दैट के यू नो आई एम अ स्टार और वट एवर और यू नो दैट आई एम अ सेलिब्रिटी सो आई डोंट थिंक ही'ल गेट दैट एटलीस्ट आई एम होपिंग
आपने इतने सारे स्टीरियोटाइप्स ब्रेक किए आई मीन इस एक वीडियो मुझे याद आ रहा है अभी आपसे बात करते करते उस टाइम पे आप बालकनी में काफी वर्कआउट करती थी हाँ. जब आप प्रेग्नेंट थी हाँ. तो मुझे भी कहीं ना कहीं वो काफी इंट्रीग करता था कि मतलब यू नो हाउ यू डूइंग इट मतलब इजंट इट लाइक आपको इस टाइम पे बैठे रहना चाहिए मतलब यू नो प्रेगनेंसी इज अ प्रेशियस थिंग उसको आप यू नो ऐसे संभाल के रखो
वो मुझे मिलता था काफ़ी फ्रॉम माय मदर आल्सो एंड फ्रॉम माय मदर इन लॉ आल्सो कि यू नो डोंट एंड दिस दैट, बट आई फेल्ट कि मैंने बहुत कम किया बिकॉज कोविड चल रहा था. अगर कोविड नहीं चल रहा होता, अगर मैं नॉर्मल लाइफ में, नॉर्मल सर्कमस्टेंसेज में प्रेगनेंट होती, आई वुड बी लिटरली गोइंग टू द जिम, आई वुड डू पिलाटेज, आई वुड डू एवरीथिंग देन. बट आई डिडंट डू मच आफ्टर आई थिंक अ मंथ और सो, बिकॉज ऑल दैट ऑल्सो स्टार्ट हैपनिंग, कोविड ये वो एवरीथिंग इन द हाउस. सो आई जस्ट कम्प्लीटली लॉस्ट माई रूटीन जो चल रहा था, एंड आई जस्ट kept eating. I had literally put on like 18-20 kgs. I'm still trying to lose that weight.
आप जिस सिचुएशन से गुजर चुके हो, यू आर अ बेटर पर्सन टू आंसर कि क्या सही मायने में क्या करना चाहिए.
नहीं खाना चाहिए फ्रेंकली नहीं, बिकॉज आई वॉज जस्ट सिटिंग एट होम बिकॉज ईटिंग आउट ऑफ बोर्डम. एंड आई थिंक व्हाट आई गूगल्ड वॉज के 18 kgs वॉज लाइक द मैक्स आई थिंक यू कुड पुट ऑन, एंड आई हैड पुट ऑन दैट मच ओनली. जितना आप पुट ऑन कर सकते हो.
नहीं मैं तो, मुझे लगता
है ज़्यादा किया था 20 kgs. You have just broken everything now.
Yes. I maybe because it was too back to back for me. So इसलिए मैंने कुछ ज़्यादा ही वेट पुट ऑन कर लिया था.
But I mean look at you seriously, like I really want to say this कि even after 2 babies.
Wow.
You are
an inspiration even there. आप अपने बेबी के बाद भी आप जो आपने जो वर्कआउट स्टार्ट किया,
आप बोलो, because you also work out उतना ही. I saw your videos.
आपके पास एक बेंचमार्क होना चाहिए, करेक्ट. सो यू हैव सेट द बेंचमार्क नोइंगली और अननोइंगली. यू नो यू नेवर नो कि आप अपना जो छोटे छोटे वीडियोज डालते हो ऑन योर इंस्टाग्राम स्टोरीज विच आर अ स्निपेट ऑफ योर लाइफ, बट दैट इज समवेयर समबडी इज वॉचिंग यू एंड दे आर गेटिंग इंस्पायर्ड. मे बी आपके लिए जस्ट अनादर डे हो, लेकिन वो किसी और के लिए है कि शी इज डूइंग इट, आई कैन डू
इट.
सो वो मेरे लिए बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट था.
ओह माय गॉड, लाइक दिस इज द बिगेस्ट कॉम्प्लीमेंट एवर, बिकॉज आई माई सेल्फ आई एम ट्राइंग टू लूज द वेट.
बट व्हाट डू यू थिंक इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट टू लूज द वेट?
नो नॉट रियली, आई एम वेरी कंफर्टेबल विथ व्हाट आई एम राइट नाउ. इट्स जस्ट के यू नो वो एक है, वो एक ठान लिया है कि मतलब वो एक बार करके दिखाना है, मतलब एक बार करना है अपने लिए, नॉट फॉर एनीबडी एल्स बट अपने लिए, कि यू नो टू रीच जस्ट द गोल जो प्रेगनेंसी से पहले वाला था.
मैं ये बात किसी से एक्चुअली सुनना चाह रही थी.
हाँ,
यू नो सब लोग बॉडी पॉजिटिविटी की बात करते हैं, विच इज़ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट आई फील, कि हाँ आई एम कंफर्टेबल इन माई ओन बॉडी. क्योंकि खुद के बॉडी से आप प्यार नहीं करोगे ना, तो आप जिंदगी में और किसी चीज में कॉन्सेंट्रेट ही नहीं कर पाओगे, क्योंकि दिस इज द बी ऑल एंड ऑल. क्योंकि मैं हमेशा परेशान हूँ कि मैं कैसे दिख रही हूँ, बट एट द सेम टाइम इफ आई कैन, व्हाई नॉट.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I completely agree with that. And now it's, you know, I have literally motivated Suyash to go to the gym.
Really? Suyash, it is always the other way around.
Yeah, but Suyash literally pregnant ho gaya tha mere saath. And khaate, peete, matlab ekdam lagte the do hatte katte parents, you know. Till I was like, okay, bro, ab mujhe shayad gym jana padega. And I started going, and after some 3-4 months is when he also started. Ke, okay, you know, I should too. Because when we realized now he's running around, एंड हम भाग भी नहीं पा रहे हैं उसके साथ, यू नो टू दैट लेवल के मैं नीचे जमीन पे बैठती थी, मैं उठ भी नहीं पाती थी. सो इट हिट मी, आई सेड डूड ये नहीं चलेगा, यू नो आई वॉन्ट टू बी एन एक्टिव मदर फॉर माई चाइल्ड, सो आई हैव टू, यू नो आई नीड टू बी फिट.
दैट्स अगेन अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग. यू नीड टू बी फिट टू be
to enjoy his
his
know,
childhood.
Yeah, totally.
So you know all these things ki I mera age kya hai, aur
age is just a number aajkal, to kya hai age, nothing, age is nothing.
बॉडी आपने किस तरीके से रखा वो ज्यादा इम्पोर्टेंट है.
totally.
आप उसको फिट रखिए, आप अच्छा खाए, आप बच्चे के साथ यू नो सिर्फ मेंटली दोस्त नहीं, आप फिजिकली भी दोस्त जैसे रहो.
exactly.
कि यू नो आफ्टर अ पॉइंट, मतलब जब बेबीज होते हैं वो ठीक है, उसके बाद जब भागने चलने लग जाते
हैं, लूजिंग वेट इज नॉट दैट इम्पोर्टेंट, बट बींग फिट फॉर मी is really important. Like even my trainer keeps telling me ki aap, you know, kgs ki chinta mat karo, you know, you like literally ab aisa ho gaya ki I squat deeper than I used to when I was 24 years old. So I'm more fitter, I can feel it in my body that I am, you know, I can do a 80 kgs deadlift. which I would never be able to when I was skinny. So, you know, I'm more fitter now. Ek maa
jab itna takleef karke ek bachcha paida kar sakta hai, which is the most difficult thing. To agar wo chahe, to wo sab kuch kar sakta hai. I mean,
you know, whatever people around you say that, oh, I know what you're going, nobody knows what you're going through when you're pregnant. Because there is so much going on in your body at that time, ke literally, I would never, like how I've cried on your show today, I am not that person, but I have become that person after my pregnancy. I am that, you know, aur mujhe kabhi kabhi apne aap pe gussa aata hai, how could you do this, you know? Because I've never been that person. I've always had a very strong exterior. Bhale hi main andar se bahut hamesha se rahi hu, but I've always portrayed a very, you know, aisa wala tough exterior, ke I am not that. But now I can't even hold that back anymore, you know? So it just has changed me completely as a person, my pregnancy.
This is another very beautiful thing which I keep hearing from my mommy friends, that you meet a new you.
Yeah, totally. I have literally met a new me. Literally.
So the baby is not the new person that you are meeting new. You are meeting a new yourself.
Yeah.
So getting to know that person
also.
And how is that Kishwar 2.0?
Oh, sometimes really tough, but sometimes really like irritates me only. So yeah, sometimes very like that. But I love the changes because I was also a very, I don't know how to say it, like not a very loud person, but you know, jo pura name friends, ye wo wo wo. So now it's all become, everything has become about family and, you know, staying at home. And even if I want, I have been a person jo Naigaon se nikalti thi aur Bandra tak jati thi even after my pack up. Ke drive pe to jana hai.
Achha.
You know? And now I don't even want to get out of my house because I'm like, nah, Nirvair is at home, I'm not coming. You know? So that is me now. And my friends also tell me that, you know, we've started liking you even more after you've become a mother because you've just completely changed as a person and we love you like this. So I don't know what they are thinking or whatever, but yeah, I mean,
I think a woman changes. Becomes more approachable, a human side of it.
Yeah,
I mean, the whole personality changes.
Changes.
I mean, people, I don't know. I also felt that.
It's mother instinct, I think, that is there all the time and you can't hide it, right? So people can also see it and then they know, okay, you know, she's like, she never used to be like that, but now she is like this and this is what she is and she's beautiful, you know?
Absolutely. So, aapne zindagi mein itne sare stereotypes break kiye. There has to be something in your childhood ki bachpan kaisa tha. Mujhe wo ek baar janna hai.
Now that you've actually asked me this, pata hai, mujhe ye realize ho raha hai ki mera bachpan bhi joint family mein hi guzra hai. Like with my chachas and my cousins and, you know, they have matlab chachas wives. And to, now that I think about it, Nirvair is also living a life like that. Obviously not with chacha chachus and all, but with dada, dadi, nani, nanu and all. So, yeah, I mean, it's always been ke dekha hai, alag-alag logon se kuch-kuch seekha hai. So, you know, that's how I've also been brought up. So,
matlab aap kahan se thi? Always from Mumbai?
Bombay.
And how
I used to stay in Mahim earlier with everybody and then we shifted to Yari Road and uske baad se ye puri journey jo shuru hui hai Goregaon and this that so wahan se
to aap hamesha se actor hi banna chahti thi?
Not really, main air hostess banna chahti thi because I thought air hostess banke main pure duniya travel kar sakti hu, but at that time to become an air hostess you had to study a lot and main kabhi bhi padhai mein interested nahi thi, kabhi bhi nahi. I used to hate studies. So that's why I was like, nahi, ye career to nahi ho payega because itni padhai to main nahi kar paungi. So then I took part in, you know, these St. Andrews pe ho raha tha ek show called Khubsura 97, which was choreographed by Rohit Verma. And so that is when I took part and I won the first runner up.
Which it was a beauty pageant.
Yeah, and uske baad it just, you know, started. Ke I started doing press ads and, you know, chota moota kaam. And then Hippe Pure happened and that's how it all began.
So, ek celebrity ke life mein, jitna hume social media mein dekhne ko mil raha hai, there's a lot more to it that is behind. Say a few things about it, ki, I mean, jo social media mein nahi dikhta hai, about
my life?
Your parenting.
ओ अबाउट माई पेरेंटिंग. नो आई थिंक जो नहीं दिखता है आई थिंक वो भी दिखा ही है कि मैं उसको स्क्रीन टाइम देती हूँ. आई ऑलवेज थॉट आई वुड बी अ मदर जो स्क्रीन टाइम नहीं देगी अपने बच्चे को, बट मैं स्क्रीन टाइम देती हूँ यार. एंड आफ्टर ऑल वो ऐसी फैमिली में पैदा हुआ है जहाँ पे दोनों एक्टर्स हैं, यू नो.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a mom and I also do this.
Yeah.
And it's okay to and do I've this sometimes.
And I've seen it like everywhere, you know, mothers doing it.
It's
like,
just that people are not too vocal about it.
Yeah. But then I also know mothers जो नहीं करते हैं, जिनके बच्चों को ये भी नहीं पता कि टीवी क्या होता है. So hats off to those mothers also.
मेरे ऑडियंस को पूछा था कि व्हाट काइंड ऑफ पेरेंटिंग डू यू बिलीव इन, यू नो, द स्ट्रिक्ट पेरेंटिंग, द एक्सट्रीमली लीनियंट पेरेंटिंग, कि जा भाई तू कुछ भी कर, खा चॉकलेट, खा टीवी देख. और एक है कि टीवी नहीं है घर में, चॉकलेट और ये सारी चीजें क्या है पता ही नहीं है. एंड द अदर वन इज द बीइंग मॉडरेट, डू कीपिंग मॉडरेशन इन योर पेरेंटिंग. सो आई फील द मिडिल पाथ इज द
बेस्ट.
नहीं तो वंस दे आर एक्सपोज्ड टू
खाता है.
But let's see the other side of it, because हम लोग बच्चों को तो बांध के तो नहीं रखेंगे. They will eventually step out, they will eventually अपने दोस्तों से उन लोगों को पता चलेगा. Suddenly उन लोगों को पता चलेगा, वाओ ये क्या है, मुझे तो नहीं पता. And then जिस चीज से हम लोग को ज्यादा रोका जाता है, हम उस पर पागल हो जाते हैं. हाँ, when it is open, no, तो वो मतलब desperation नहीं होता है. So I feel that moderation should be the key in
totally
modern I parenting.
Yeah.
I follow that too. and thankfully I am not alone.
Yes.
So we had an amazing conversation, Kishwar. You actually made people feel that they are not alone in whichever sphere of life they talk about.
Thank you.
So whether it is marrying a guy younger or getting married to another religion, or you know, accepting the fact that main माँ हूँ और मैं ऐसी भी हूँ. एंड दिस इज अमेजिंग. आई थिंक माई व्यूअर्स दे एंजॉयड इट. थैंक यू सो मच.
थैंक यू. लवली बीइंग योर लवली. एंड यू आर सच एन इंस्पिरेशन योर सेल्फ. टोटली. लाइक यू नो आई मीन आई कीप सीइंग योर वीडियोज, योर व्लॉग्स एंड एवरीथिंग, एंड यू आर जस्ट अमेजिंग. सो आई हैड टू बी हियर. एंड इट्स ओनली बिकॉज ऑफ everything that I've seen of you and know of you is why I'm here, because hats off to you.
Thank you so much. But jaane se pehle, we will do a debunk with Dibina. What's the most creative excuse you've heard from your child for not eating their food?
Creative excuse.
Think. सोचते ही मुझे मेरे बच्चे के बारे में याद आ गया.
अच्छा, ऐसा कोई क्रिएटिव एक्सक्यूज तो मुझे याद नहीं आ रहा.
तो इसका मतलब वो खाना खा लेता है.
नहीं खाता खाना. और यही बोलता है नहीं चाहिए. ऐसे बात करता है.
नो एक्सक्यूज.
इट्स लाइक चाहिए या नहीं चाहिए, दैट्स इट. नहीं खाऊंगा.
खाना खाता है कि नहीं खाता, बिकॉज इट्स अ बिग प्रॉब्लम फॉर ऑल टॉडलर मॉम्स.
बट अगर उसको कोई चीज देख के भी, एंड दैट यूज्ड टू बी मी, सो नाउ आई कांट इवन कंप्लेन अबाउट हिम. बट अगर मुझे कुछ ऐसे देख के भी ऐसा लगेगा कि नहीं मैं नहीं खा पाऊंगी ये, तो आई वुड जस्ट से नो. एंड ही डज एग्जैक्टली द सेम. ही लुक एट इट एंड लाइक नहीं, नॉट दिस.
इट्स द मेरी बेटी आजकल बोलती है मेरे पेट में दर्द हो रहा है. ओह माय गॉड. या मुझे डॉक्टर को पूछना पड़ा, पेट में दर्द हो रहा है क्या डॉक्टर?
दैट इज सो क्यूट.
आई नो ओनली 2 ईयर, बट मैंने गलती से एक पेट दिखा रही थी, मैंने पूछ लिया पेट में दर्द हो रहा है. पेट में दर्द,
हाँ ये इसने किया है, बट नॉट फॉर फूड, के खाते वक्त नहीं, बट ही इज डन इट अदरवाइज. के हाँ.
खाते वक्त ही उसके पेट में दर्द शुरू हो जाता है. और ये जब कंसिस्टेंटली हुआ तो मुझे लगा इट्स हर क्रिएटिव एक्सक्यूज.
भाई आजकल के बच्चे, Oh my God, हमारी क्या हालत होने वाली है.
This is the Gen Alpha.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God. What's the most absurd piece of parenting advice you've ever received?
के जब तक you know बच्चे बड़े नहीं होते, you shouldn't travel without them. You should you know be at home and not go out. Which I do. कि I travel without him at times because I also need that space, right? अगर 2-3 महीने हो गए हैं कि मैं घर पे ही हूँ, आई बिन विथ हिम, देन आई फील के ओके नाउ आई नीड लाइक अ 3-day break, बट आई डोंट वांट टू टेक हिम. जो पूरा गिल्ट रहता है कि नो आई शुड नॉट बट देन वो एक है कि हम तो कभी ट्रैवल नहीं करते थे यू नो विदाउट आर किड्स और इवन विदाउट आर हस्बैंड्स सो आई डोंट नो हाउ यू डू इट
सो व्हेन यू ट्रैवल इवेंचुअली तब व्हाट डू यू फील हॉलीडे पे जाके
जाते जाते तो काफी दुख होता है बट जाने के बाद
I have to do this. बापरे, my husband is continuously telling कि चलो चलो कहीं चलते सिर्फ the both of us. I still cannot pull myself out. I'm like,
but once you do it na,
we have to break that ice like that.
Yeah, 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 it's done. Because see, जितना आप, it's not anybody else who makes you feel guilty. I think it's yourself. जो आपका वो जो guilt चलता है ना वो आपके अंदर ही अंदर चलता है. ये मैंने realize किया. जब आप उसको नहीं उसके बारे में सोचोगे ना Nothing will happen. Like when you're working and you're leaving your house, you feel guilty, right? But if you don't, because you feel ke no, kaam to karna hai, so then you will not feel guilty about it. Because you'll be like, it's okay, 2 hours na without them, it's fine. They'll also learn to live on their own. They'll also get independent. How? That's how I've grown up too. My mother used to work, my dad used to work. So I've
And been, you do not love less siblings your also. Mom or dad.
Haan, and I don't have siblings. So when I used to come back home from school, mere ghar pe koi nahi hota tha. मैं ही आके सब अपना करती थी एंड सो दैट इज़ वाई आई थिंक ऑल्सो आई हैव बीन दैट पर्सन फ्रॉम द एज ऑफ 16-17 कि मैं बाहर जाके काम करने लगी हूँ एंड आई बिकम लाइक सो इंडिपेंडेंट कि नाउ अगर मैं किसी को कुछ बोलती भी हूँ ये कर दो वो कर एंड इफ दे आर टेकिंग टाइम आई गेट लाइक डूड आई डू इट यू नो
एंड यू आर इंडिपेंडेंट एंड येट स्टेइंग क्लोज टू योर पेरेंट्स इतनी भी नहीं कि मतलब यू नो यू फ्लोन आउट इन अ वे ऑफ द होल थिंग सो दिस
गिल्ट हैज टू गो ओके नेक्स्ट टाइम इफ आई कम एवर ऑन योर शो गिल्ट डजंट हैव टू
बी देयर सो आई एम देयर ऑन द फोन रिमाइंड मी इफ यू स्विच रोल्स विद योर चाइल्ड फॉर अ डे व्हाट्स द फर्स्ट थिंग यू वुड डू
आई थिंक आई वुड जस्ट बिकम हल्क बिकॉज ही इज ऑलवेज हल्क रोमिंग अराउंड इन द हाउस सो इफ आई स्विच रोल्स आई एम हल्क फॉर दैट डे एंड आई एम जस्ट picking up things, throwing things, and doing like whatever, you know.
You should eat for him.
No. That is something jo main bhi nahi kar paungi because main bhi nahi kha pati hu itna to frankly. Aajkal to nahi. But yeah.
So you've gotten back. Yeah. That's very important.
Yeah, very important.
And what's that one big change you've experienced in yourself after becoming a mom?
Well, I think wo changes to hum bata chuke hain, but
become emotional.
Yeah. Very, as a person, very. Like, wo bhi agar kabhi kuch bol deta na, if I ask him for a hug or a kiss, and if he'll say, no. And if he just goes away, I get damn, like, sad. You know, ke, kyun usne aisa kiya yaar? Like, why did he not hug me? Like, why did he, like, to that level, like, I'm crazy, you know? So that is something jo bahut naya hai mere mein, aur wo pehle nahi tha.
How lovely. और सुयश आपके साथ वेट पुट ऑन किया था पर सुयश
डायपर कर चुका है
डायपर चेंज करता है कि नहीं
अभी भी करता अब तो वो खैर इतना डायपर पहनता भी नहीं है बट या आई मीन ही इज बिन अ हैंड्स ऑन फादर ही इज आई एम श्योर लाइक जस्ट लाइक गुरमीत हैज बिन आई थिंक इट्स द फादर्स आजकल यू नो जो ऑल्सो आर देयर टू कीप यू मोटिवेटेड एंड यू नो हेल्प यू थ्रू आउट विथ व्हाटएवर So, like I said, Suyash usko sulata hai aajkal. For the past 15 days, this thing has been going on. So, I am free of, you know.
The nini time.
Yeah. So, it's... And we balance it out. Like, if he's putting him to sleep, I wake up in the morning with him. If, you know, the, if he knows ke, okay, I've come back from, you know, some show or travel karke. And if I'm, you know, tired, so he will wake up in the morning and I'll be sleeping. But pehle aisa nahi hota tha. Pehle the, only the wife used to wake up for everything. So now it's, you know, touch wood, we are lucky that we have husbands who can balance this thing out with us. And I think it's amazing, yeah, that they do it so well, so well.
Absolutely. If you could give your labor experience a hashtag, what would it be?
Labor as in?
Baby paida karne wala.
Nahi, mera C-section hua tha. I chose C-section. I didn't want...
Achha, you chose C-section?
Yeah, I chose C-section because... My mother-in-law told me कि C-section करा लो ये सब मत don't get into all this it's too much headache and बहुत pain होता है and all that just do a C-section आराम से chill and come back so I was like whoa I have the best mother-in-law ever
but you know normal delivery के बाद body resets faster
but they also say that you know if you start working out immediately like in 3-4 months after your C-section also वो हो जाता है जल्दी बट इफ यू डिले लाइक आई डिलेड इट फॉर 1.5 यू नो ईयर्स So obviously, wo, it's stuck now, the fat. It's stuck. So it just
But
takes
you have
more
cleared
time.
One thing, that whatever is stuck is here.
Yeah.
So if you clear this here, the rest of whatever is stuck anywhere, wo sab nikal jayega. Sare blockages nikal jayenge. So we are waiting to see the
बच्चा होने से निकाल दूंगी फैट भी निकाल दूंगी सब निकाल दूंगी
वाओ दिस इज समथिंग आई रियली वांटेड टू हियर क्योंकि कभी कभी यू नो डोंट शेम माय बॉडी बोल के हम लोग कंफर्टेबल हो जाते हैं तो उस कंफर्ट को अगर हम कर सकते हैं देन व्हाई नॉट सो थैंक यू सो मच किश्वर फॉर कमिंग टू माय शो आई हैव अ स्मॉल टोकन ऑफ अप्रिसिएशन फॉर यू दिस इज अ गिफ्ट हैम्पर of all Oziva products which I have specially curated by myself. I've handpicked everything myself.
Wow.
Because Oziva is a brand I believed in and Oziva believed in me and they have come in as you know gifting partner
and I love the brand too because I've used the products and they're amazing.
I'm glad because I'm sure you must have already used the Oziva Protein and Herbs, which
yes,
is here.
Yes.
But they have the new launch, which is the new Oziva Plus Hair Thinning Formula. And, you know, they are really, really good. And, you know, this is what I could think of because Oziva being a brand who has been a part of women wellness and internally, externally,
yes,
all
totally,
over.
Totally.
So I'm glad that you liked it. And it's an open hamper, unlike the Coffee with Karan secret hamper. So it's all out there.
Yes, it is. It is. Thank you so much for this. I have a new shaker, sipper for my protein, which is amazing. So yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Debina Banerjee Show, brought to you by Pegboard.